HVAC contractor license, bonding, and insurance. What a state HVAC slash mechanical contractor license is, why you may need a surety bond, and the insurance an HVAC shop carries, general liability, workers' comp, and commercial auto, with rough costs for each. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. These are the three things that make you legal to operate and safe to hire: a license that says the state lets you do this work and pull permits, a bond that guarantees you'll do it to code, and insurance that pays when something goes wrong. They get lumped together because customers, property managers, GC, and warranty companies almost always ask for proof of all three before they'll let you on the property. Get them in place and you can work for anyone. Skip them and you're locked out of the good accounts and exposed on every job. Why it matters: the license is often the law. Many states and some cities and counties require a mechanical or HVAC contractor license to legally perform the work and pull permits. Operating without it can mean fines, stop work orders, and voided jobs. The bond protects the customer and the permitting authority if you don't finish or don't build to code. And the insurance protects you. HVAC involves gas, refrigerant, electricity, brazing near combustibles, and ladders. The ways a job can turn into a 5- or 6-figure claim are real. One uninsured incident can end the business and reach your personal assets even through an LLC. Beyond the risk, you simply can't get the better work without certificates. Property managers and GCs require proof of insurance before you set foot on site. How to do it step by step. Find out what your state and locality require. Licensing is not national, it's state by state, and sometimes layered with city or county requirements on top. Some states have a dedicated HVAC license. Others fold it into a broader mechanical or general contractor license. A few leave it to the local level. Your state's licensing board website is the source of truth. Don't assume what was true in the next state over applies to you. Meet the experience and exam requirements. Most contractor licenses require documented field experience, often several years, passing a trade exam, and sometimes a business and law exam. Start gathering proof of your hours early. Old employers, pay records, because assembling it can take longer than the test itself. Get your surety bond if required. Many licensing authorities require you to post a surety bond as a condition of the license. A bond isn't insurance for you, it's a guarantee to the public that you'll perform to code, and if you don't, the bond pays the claim and then comes after you to be repaid. You buy it through a surety or insurance agency. The cost is a small percentage of the bond's face amount based on your credit. Buy general liability insurance. This is the foundation policy. It covers third-party property damage and bodily injury from your work. You flood a basement. A customer trips over your hose. A brazing job sparks a fire. Almost everyone you want to work for will require it and want to be listed on a certificate. Add workers' comp the moment you have help. Workers' compensation covers medical bills and lost wages if an employee is hurt on the job. The moment you bring on a W-2 helper, most states require it, and some require it or strongly expect it even for the owner. It's not optional once you have employees, and warranty networks and property managers often demand it. Put commercial auto on the work vehicle. Your personal auto policy will not cover a vehicle used for business, and if you have a claim while working, a personal policy can deny it. Commercial auto covers the van, your tools in transit with the right add-on, and liability if you're in an accident on the way to a job. Get your certificates of insurance COIs and keep them handy. A COI is the one-page proof that you carry coverage. Property managers, GC, and warranty companies will ask for one before every relationship, often listing themselves as additional insured. Your agent issues these. You'll send them constantly. What it costs: rough illustrative ranges. Your numbers depend on state, revenue, payroll, and history. License, application, and exam fees commonly run from under $100 to several $100, sometimes more with prep courses. Renewals are periodic. Surety bond: the bond amount required might be several thousand to tens of thousands of dollars in coverage, but you only pay a premium, often 1 to 3% of the face value per year for decent credit. So a $10,000 bond might cost you $100, $300 annually. General liability: for a small HVAC shop, often somewhere around $600, $1,500 plus a year depending on revenue and coverage limits. Workers' comp: priced per $100 of payroll and varies a lot by state and class code. Budget a meaningful percentage of each employee's wages. Commercial auto: typically $1,500, $3,000 plus per vehicle per year, higher than personal auto. Many agents bundle general liability with a business owner's policy BVOP that adds tools and equipment coverage, which is usually worth asking about. Common mistakes. Working without the required license. It's not a gray area in licensed states. Unpermitted, unlicensed work can be fined and shut down, and it voids your standing with every serious customer. Relying on personal auto for the work van. A business use denial after an accident can be catastrophic. Get commercial auto. Skipping general liability until the first big job. The first incident often comes on a small job. Carry it from day one. Treating the bond as insurance for yourself. It isn't. A bond protects the customer. If it pays out, you owe that money back. You still need real liability insurance. Going without workers' comp because it's just one helper. That's exactly the situation comp exists for, and most states require it. One ladder fall can bankrupt an uninsured shop. Tips and gotchas. Start the license early. It's usually the longest lead time item. Gathering experience documentation, scheduling the exam, and waiting on approval can stretch into weeks or months. Begin at the day you decide to go solo. Set your insurance coverage limits to what your customers require, not the legal minimum. Property managers and GCs often demand $1M/$2M general liability limits as a baseline. A bare minimum policy can lock you out of the very accounts you want. Ask to be added as additional insured works both directions. You'll be asked to add your big clients, and your COI process should make that painless. A slow or sloppy COI turnaround can cost you a job. Keep your tools covered specifically. Standard auto and general liability may not fully cover the thousands of dollars of gear in your van against theft. An inland marine or tools and equipment rider is cheap insurance against a smashed window in a parking lot. Reshop your insurance periodically. Premiums and your risk profile change as you grow. An independent agent who knows the trades can often find better rates than auto-renewing year after year. Bottom line, to operate legally and win real work, you need three things lined up. The state and sometimes local HVAC or mechanical license that lets you pull permits, the surety bond your licensing authority may require, and a stack of insurance, general liability always, workers' comp the moment you hire, and commercial auto on the van. Start the license early, because it's slow. Never lean on personal auto for business driving, and remember the bond protects the customer while insurance protects you. Carried it all from day one. The first claim doesn't wait for you to feel established.